A new public high school opened here in Los Angeles this week. It was the first to be built in more than 35 years. Many hope that campus is a new beginning for the nation's second largest school district, where crowded classrooms and high dropout rates have become the norm. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, building new schools in L.A. has never been easy.
Day one of a brand new high school in one of South LA's toughest neighborhoods. The freshly painted walls are graffiti-free. The desks and lockers are mint condition. There's a new state-of-the-art kitchen for cooking classes and a spanking new auditorium for a performing arts program. 17-year-old Marcus Davis is excited to be here.
First day at my new school, South Central High there. Yeah, it was cool. It was all gravy.
The school is so new, people can't even agree on what to call it. South Central High, South High, or Santee High, after the old dairy that used to stand here. Whatever the name, the new school represents hope for Marcus Davis and other students who've been jammed in crowded classrooms for years.
Yeah, they built us a new school.
How does that feel?
Feels real good to feel that, to know that somebody out there appreciates the young kids of L.A.
Davis and many of the other students came here from nearby Jefferson High, which became notorious a few months ago because of several huge brawls between black and Latino students. Davis says he got caught up in the violence at Jefferson, but he's hoping for a new start. School officials say they're hoping to improve academic achievement and relieve the cramped classrooms by building or upgrading 160 elementary, middle, and high schools over the next 7 years.
Never in history has been this amount of school construction in one location at one time.
School Superintendent Roy Romer says it's a tragedy that it took L.A. 35 years to build a new high school.
We terribly neglected children. 180,000 seats short. And these kids were just crammed in sardines. We had schools built for 1,600. We had 5,000 kids in them. And it has obviously resulted in a lot of tension, such as Jefferson High School.
There are many reasons it's taken L.A. so long to get started. Money and the political will to invest in new schools were only part of the challenge. Glenn Gritzner is a superintendent's special assistant.
In the beginning, it was hard because a lot of people didn't want to do business with us. You know, the old LAUSD took 6 months to pay its bills, changed its mind all the time about what it needed. So the first thing we had to do was bring professionals into our facilities division.
Then the challenge was finding places to build. Gritzner says the district is using eminent domain laws to relocate some homeowners from their land. But some of these sites created more problems. A few years ago, the district spent nearly $200 million to build a new high school near downtown, only to discover that the campus would be on top of explosive pockets of methane gas and an earthquake fault line. It was an embarrassing and expensive setback, but it was also a valuable lesson for LA school officials. They vow not to repeat past mistakes with their current building projects.
It's staggering that we're opening this many schools.
Glenn Gritzner says the district is determined to make up for lost time, but he says it won't be easy.
We have to find land in an area that's built out. So all the land is either occupied by people or businesses, or it's got an old use that makes it environmentally questionable. You know, it's not like other more suburban or rural districts where you go pick the next strawberry field, buy it from the farmer, and put a school on it.
By the end of the year, LA will have 40 more new schools. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.